In the first reading, we see that the wicked want to put the just to death. The just one, you know, they find him obnoxious. You know, he tells them how to live their life. He calls them out when they fail to do those things. And they just can't stand that. And we see in the gospel, the just one, our Lord Jesus Christ, tells his apostles, I am going to die. They don't understand, and they don't ask the question, but instead, on the rest of the way to their place, they start to argue about who is the greatest, which one of us is greater than the others. I think we can fall into both of these categories, you know, either the wicked or the disciples, you know, having those times where, you know, we find the laws of the church, we find what Jesus calls us to as something that we don't want to follow to. We don't want to listen. We want to do our own thing. And we can also have the other aspect of, well, I know this is what the church teaches, but I don't understand it. And we don't ask that question of, why does the church teach this? And we look at our moral law, you know, so often it turns into one of those things where, you know, we do what feels comfortable to us, you know, not those things that, you know, we see obnoxious, those things that we want to do, or we just don't understand it, so we're not going to ask questions and we're going to continue on our life. But we see in the opening prayer that our Lord institutes these commands, you know, so we can love him better and love our neighbor. You know, so often we can get caught up into ourself. You know, we saw that a few years ago when we had the marriage amendment, and so many people were saying, you know, this is not the church to talk about. You know, they can stay with their own business and let me deal with my own. No, the church doesn't need to know what I do in my private life. But the church is putting these rules so that we can live that holy life, that we can love our Lord better, we can love our God better, and that we can have that true freedom. You know, whether it's marriage, whether it's wanting to have sex outside of marriage, whether it's wanting to use contraception, you know, all these things are things that society is saying, you know, the church doesn't have a base to talk about these. But when we fall into those sins, we're growing further away from our Lord. We're growing further away from our neighbors. And we're killing off our soul. You know, Jesus was warning the disciples that he was going to die. And all they could talk about was how great they were. You know, the church is saying that if we do not follow these moral commands, you know, we're going to kill off our soul. We're going to be damned. We're not going to have that salvation that Jesus promised us because we're not following our Lord. We're not showing him our love. We're not showing our neighbor our love, and we're not showing ourselves that love. He's calling us to much more. Now, these commands are not just things to oppress us, but they're help us to love more, to set us free, to free us from that bondage of slavery, to sin, and to live in that freedom of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, so often we can think, you know, freedom is allowing ourselves to do what we want. You know, that's what society is telling us. That's what the world is telling us, that we can just do what we want. You know, we just have to look at Sunday. How Sunday, a day dedicated to our Lord, can become a day just to ourselves. Or we could have other things, whether it's sports, whether it's travel. We can place those above our Lord. We can say, this is more important. And we put our Lord down on the bottom shelf. You know, by giving over that day to our Lord, we're showing him the love that we have for him, so that we can love one another better, And we can be filled with those graces of our Lord. You know, so often we get caught in that lie of saying, no, I haven't murdered anybody. So I'm doing okay. You know, I'm doing great. But we have all these other places that we have to look at. You know, where am I living up to that moral code that God asked me to live? And where have I failed? You know, he's calling us to much more. So we know that if we're not living up to that moral code, we're not living life to the fullness. We're not allowing God to enter into our life. We're not showing that love to God that he asks. We're not showing that love to our neighbor that our Lord asks. We're not opening ourselves up to those graces that the Lord has for us. You know, these laws, these moral codes are put into our life, you know, so that we can love better. Love our Lord, love our neighbor. But so often we get caught up, just like the wicked, saying, you know, I want to do my own thing. I want to do this thing. And we get caught up in those pleasures of the moment, and we think that that's fulfilling our life. And the more that we live in those sins, the more we allow the world to transform us, the easier it is to believe that. To believe that, you know, these things of the world are going to make us happy. And that those moral codes that the church, that our Lord, that our God puts in us, they're going to oppress us and keep us down. But they're there to set us free. To free us from that slavery of sin. To free us to love, to allow that love into our life, so that we can live that life that God has called us. Whenever we have trouble with the moral code, we always have to ask ourselves, you know, am I like the wicked who just does not want to listen to this? I just want to do my own thing. I don't want to show that love to my Lord, to my neighbor. Or are we like the disciples? We let it in one ear and out the other. Never ask the question of, you know, how is this going to help me? How is this going to make me holier? How is this going to help me love better? And we can't just live in that sin. Can't just live, you know, doing our own moral code. You know, allowing ourselves to pick and choose what we like and don't like. Because we're never going to be set free. We always have to choose our Lord. To choose what he has set before us. To accept that gift that it is, so that we can be set free. That we can live in the light of Christ. That we can truly say, you know, this is my Lord and my God. And we just have to look and say, you know, even St. Peter last week, you know, when Jesus said he was going to die, he rebuked him, saying, no, Lord. And the Lord had to talk to him again, explain why. And so often, you know, we're afraid to ask that question. We're afraid to go deeper. We're afraid to allow that to happen. Because society says that these rules, you know, they're not going to set us free. But we know in reality, you know, that the Lord has set these laws in place. You know, the church has given us this code so that we can be set free. And we can allow that love of Jesus into our life, allow that love of our neighbor into our life. If we don't live by these moral codes, you know, we're not open to that fullness. And it's each and every day, you know, accepting that little by little. So that we can live that moral code. So that we can love our Lord, love our neighbor, and know that we can have that true peace and freedom that only Jesus can give us.